Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Everybody asking the same question coming off of last week. How would the Bears respond to a final 17 seconds of last week against Washington that could change your season?
So, as a leader of this team, I think you bounced back from a hectic week.
Last week?
Yeah, and play better today just as a team.
I think early on in the week, I think we could have done better overall of bouncing back after that. I know it's a tough loss.
At some point, if you're a leader in the locker room, you have to recognize when it's time to talk and when it's time to circle the wagons.
Like the circling up of the wagons and wagon train in an old cowboy movie.
They're tired, they're getting worn down, and the Arizona Cardinals are owning the line of scrimmage here to start the second half.
The captains on the team failed the team.
Yep.
Because they didn't circle the wagons.
They circled the wagons! Circled the wagons!
It's DeMarcado breaking away. DeMarcado goes the distance. Touchdown, Cardinals. A breakdown for the Bears.
Yeah, we just got to be tighter there. You know, he popped the run in the last one. I called a pass pressure, and that's on me. And I got to do a better job there. But I tell you this, that we just got to fit the run better on normal downs, too.
Coach, thank you.
You got it.
Nice jump cut by Connor. First down. He is wearing out the Chicago defense. First down run, Connor. That's not the same play over and over again, although it feels like it.
There's things that have worked since people started playing football. There's things that work. Circling the wagons works.
We got to circle the wagons. We got to do a really good job of staying tight. It's important that we do that.
No matter who you think is wrong, like Eberflus, it's too late.
Circle the wagons.
We just have them circle the wagons.
I mean, that wagons are circling anymore.
I'm predicting a Bears win.
The only thing at this point that would surprise me is if it's a close game.
You don't make picks.
I mean, I can make one for you if you want.
Well,
I,
if you want.
I don't really want to.
Okay, well, I...
And the Bears road wolves continuing under Matt Eberflus.
Can you measure the buy-in of the group?
The what?
The buy-in.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
It was an ugly afternoon for the Bears out in the desert, and we are going to talk with you about it. We've got quite the show for you put together. Our guy Kurt Warner, of course, is going to join us. That's at 3 o'clock today. We're going to talk with Mark Grody. He's going to have a Bears report for you at 4. Jalen Johnson is going to join us at 5 o'clock. We're also going to take a bunch of your phone calls as well. He speaks. I'm Holmes. Tanny's back. Shane's there. The whole crew is back together again, and we are glad for that.
Hey, look at that. It's Chris Tannehill, everybody. And circling the wagons references from last week, last game, and then this week, and then after this game. And circling the wagons, Lawrence, according to Wikipedia, which I am known to read.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
It may refer to a group of people who unite for a common purpose. That football team did not look yesterday as if they were united for a common purpose. That was hideous, man. That's the kind of game where like everybody around the league looks at it and is like, ooh, something's wrong there. Something's wrong there in Chicago. Something's deeply wrong. Can't wait to play them because we'll just roll through them.
Well, you know, that's how I felt last week, that I was hopeful that this wasn't a harbinger of things getting worse. But I've seen the things that we saw last week kind of be the things that end up making things feel like they're getting ready to go downhill.
Yeah. Yeah. You had said that it was going to be a blowout one way or the other. And this ended up being that blowout. And I couldn't get Olin out of my head, man. Olin's pissed that all those players talked. I loved that the players talked.
He's pissed. He's not pissed because they talk. He's pissed because they've talked without actual winning experience to back up what they say.
I think he's also pissed that they've talked, because that's not what you're just supposed to do. You're supposed to try and keep things in house as much as possible. You know, but yeah, it is a lot of vets who haven't necessarily won and shown their stuff. But we've got time to talk about that. We got to talk about Caleb. You mentioned all the guests, but like the news is what a lot of people were hoping and thinking should happen today, and then did not happen today. Wouldn't you agree? That's the news of the moment.
When you look around the NFL and you see that Las Vegas wasted no time to get rid of Luke Getsy, and who could have possibly seen that ending that way with Luke Getsy being fired? Who? I mean, he's so good. Like, and he proved it last year. Wait, but the year? No. So, yeah, I mean, other than standing next to Aaron Rodgers, what has this guy proven as a play caller? And I hope.
But if you watch the film, and you actually watch the film,
yeah,
is that Kurt Warner?
No, that's Luke Getsy. I trust Kurt Warner a lot more to call plays than
that's
I would
on
Luke Getsy. Yeah, it is on you. Let's hope that this time after you get fired, you don't blame other people like you did this past offseason.
Yeah, you know, and with Dennis Allen getting fired in New Orleans, that is a third-year defensive head coach who just hired a brand new offensive coordinator.
Are you drawing parallels?
This past offseason, and has apparently alienated a lot of players down there by pointing fingers and not pointing the thumb. And I mean, it's crazy. I got a nephew who's a big Saints fan. I don't know how it happened, but anyway, like, he was filling a family text thread with all his Dennis Allen hate over the last couple weeks, and then today rejoicing on the firing. And it all was so Eberflusian in all the details. So it's like, you can do that in the middle of a season. Now, that team's 2-7 and just lost to Carolina. So that's, you know, that's a tougher spot.
Can you do that when, after an exhaustive search, and maybe that search led you to not hire candidates that were qualified because you were worried that they might be the head coach when things went bad? You end up with a play caller that is really struggling with the easiest parts of the job. And we know that because we know that the players have talked about that part of it. So if you're him, can you get away with even firing Shane Waldron? Can you correct course and move on from Waldron, knowing that there were plenty of candidates with more bona fides
than
Shane Waldron, and you hired Shane Waldron?
So that's the thing in terms of the OC. Listen to Brad Biggs this morning with Mully and Haw, because the way that he describes Waldron at one point was like, oh yeah, of course he can't. But like, so this was Biggs suggesting that Eberflus remove Waldron this morning.
Thomas Brown's the guy that's done it before. He did it for a portion of the season last year in Carolina that didn't go well. Little that the Panthers have done with Bryce Young has gone well. So those are your two options. You know, I was talking to a coordinator for another team last night, and he's like, you know, an issue you've got here is all these guys are kind of intertwined, right? Kerry Joseph came with Waldron from Seattle. Thomas Brown worked with Waldron previously with the L.A. Rams. I don't know that there's a great choice here, but I think they need to consider trying something different, because, again, I don't know that Waldron can stand in front of the room, the offense, and capture their imagination, like get buy-in from them. This is not working, and the Bears have got the talented rookie quarterback with way more skill position talent than any of these other rookie quarterbacks are throwing to, and it's been, you've seen glimpses of good, again, against bad opponents. And the last 2 weeks have been dreadful. So what would you do with Waldron? I don't know. I mean, you could demote him, or you could drop off some cardboard boxes at his office.
Cardboard box. How about can't stand in front of the offense and command their imagination? You know? And doesn't that is a callback to Dave Softy Mahler as soon as the hire happened. It's a callback to Jackson Smith and Jigba's face as he didn't say anything. It's a callback to every time you as a fan have watched Shane Waldron at the podium or listened to him in long form on this show and been like, what the hell is this mealy-mouthed crap? It is, of course you should think about it that way. An offense full of grown men, some of them veterans who have been on productive offenses in other places, standing there being like, this dude doesn't know what's what, and we're supposed to trust that? No, man, that should be changing. And we found out later in the day it is not changing.
Yeah, Matt Eberflus, he was asked point blank about making some changes with Waldron. Here's what he said.
No, and we're looking to find answers. And that's where we're at as a group, offense and defense. And we're going through that process here today, tomorrow, and then implement that plan on Wednesday.
So everything's staying the same now.
It's funny, though, because when I went back and listened to it, and I'm like, well, is he saying that they're going to look at things being different and by Wednesday they'll have an answer? Because there was a part of me that was wondering if he left some wiggle room to make some changes inside of that statement. But if I can go back to what Biggs is saying, just to offer a little different perspective.
No.
Yes. If you're one of the other guys that Biggs listed and you're connected to Shane Waldron, that's cool. And if you want to, if the Bears were to make the choice to fire Waldron and they want to quit in solidarity, so be it. But if you're those guys, do you want your career attached to it? This might be an opportunity for you to show who you are and what you can do. And are you going to stay attached to Shane Waldron as the bloom is clearly off the rose with him going forward?
But I
would be shocked if this doesn't turn around, Speaks.
Uh-huh.
I would be shocked that if he doesn't have to take a demotion for his next NFL job.
Well, that's what we thought about Getsy. And then Getsy got a job and then he got fired.
And then he was fired after they found out who he actually was.
But it sure is interesting that Waldron did that job for what, 3 years in Seattle? 3 years he did that job in Seattle. And then here we are now. And maybe it's a different thing. This is entrusting a young future franchise quarterback to a guy as opposed to, you know, helming a resurgence of sorts for Geno Smith. So, but to your point, Kerry Joseph came with Waldron from Seattle, and they very much have what seems to be either a good cop, bad cop, or a team approach to working with Caleb in terms of them working together. Thomas Brown, has worked on the same staff as Waldron with McVay, but other than that, he's not a Waldron guy. I mean, he was still in with the Rams when Waldron was in Seattle. He's a McVay guy. And then he's in Carolina, you know, with Frank Reich. And he's, you know, half of a season of offensive coordination. He should have no loyalty
qualms
to Waldron. No qualms about taking that job. That's the guy. Thomas Brown is the guy. And the fact that it's passing game coordinator after being an offensive coordinator is like a nod towards a title that makes a little bit more sense. I mean, Thomas Brown is your natural answer there.
And again, if your head coach wasn't coordinating the defense, he could help in regard to who your offensive coordinator is or who you would choose to replace your current offensive coordinator. He's doing too much.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it really helps him at all because it's not being done well.
Look, Lawrence, everywhere that I've been in Chicago today, yesterday, last night, the Bears conversations are everywhere. I had parent-teacher conferences today. I'd say 20% of my algebra parent-teacher conference with Ruben's teacher was about the Bears. I think that's pretty good. Over the course of 10 minutes, 2 minutes about the Bears mixed in there. I mean, everybody's talking about it. And the question that everybody has is, what are they going to do? What are they going to do with Eberflus? Is he going to make it? Like, or what are they going to do? And I find myself thinking about Patty Driscoll, because Patty Driscoll was the only head coach the Bears had ever hired with previous head coaching experience until they finally broke that mold with John Fox. So that name used to come up all the time. Patty Driscoll back in the 30s, right? And so here we are. They've never fired a coach midseason. They've never done it. Well, those things, those precedents, even if they last decades, are made to be broken. I think it should have happened last night or today while you have a chance to salvage the season. You've got 9 games left, and to your points made very well in transition about Caleb, you know, free him from the shackles of a bad, bad head coach here and get rid of the offensive coordinator as well. Try to save what you can of this team in this season and see if there's, you know, who's keeper, who is a keeper and who is not. You know, at 4-4.
I think that it's even beyond that, though. Like, I think that it's okay for us, Speaks, to talk about, like, big picture. If I'm in that locker room and I do look up and say, you know, 4-4, I'm still looking at it as we have a chance to save our season. So let's try and do that in whatever way that goes. I don't think that they should just punt. Like, I really hate the idea of the Bears punting on this season, because it to me, it means that they were wrong on so many different fronts.
Right, and keeping Eberflus is punting at this point, isn't it? That's what feels like punting. Just, you know, resigning yourself. Do we have the Mully thing from this morning, Tanny? You called it. Tanny put this on our audio doc. I heard it too. And it was just a quick little tossed off comment by Mike Mulligan in the middle of the pick six. But it left a mark on me and it left a mark on Chris Tannehill as well.
I think that they're probably going to have to stay the course. I don't think they're going to do anything drastic because the coach understands that's the first step out the door, giving up his defensive coaching ability, giving up his play calling, elite play calling. Didn't we decide that earlier in the year? So I don't think they're going to make a head coaching change. I think they're going to have a really bad year and they're going to fire everyone at the end of it.
Wow.
We need to go back.
That was an oh, by the way.
We need to go back to that.
Oh, by the way. They're gonna wow.
I think they're going to, it's after the bell. Man, you can't drop hammers after the bell.
Sure, you can.
I think they're going to have a really bad year and just fire everyone at the end of it. And I'm like, yep, that sounds like the Bears. That's what they're going to do. That's punting right there, man.
That's what no one wants is them to be in that same state again. Like, wait, does that mean that the general manager has to go too? Is the new general manager all on board with Caleb being the guy? Is he going to hire a coach that's then going to hire a coordinator that's going to maximize what the quarterback does?
It's a nightmare.
It's on repeat.
That's a nightmare. It's because for the third straight time, they seem to have kept a head coach 1 year too long after drafting a quarterback. They did it with Fox and Mitch. They did it with Nagy and Fields. And now they seem to have done it with Eberflus and Caleb. It is history repeating itself, and I didn't see it coming. And I'm an idiot for not seeing it coming.
Let's talk about the impact on Caleb, because I think that it's kind to say that there's been regression in the last 2 weeks with Caleb Williams. So how much of this is impacting him? How much of this is who he is as a quarterback? It has not been good quarterbacking, and there's a lot of reasons why, but we need to discuss them all, and we will do so. It's Spiegel and Holmes talking about that Bears debacle in the desert. Next, here on The Score.
I think they're going to have a really bad year, and they're going to fire everyone at the end of it.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.